Dr. Devi said although people might feel safe within their own bubbles, they should continue to follow the COVID-19 protocols. The infectious disease specialist is encouraging persons to avoid large crowds when they go shopping to avoid a spike in COVID-19 cases like last year.
I just want to remind the general public that you should be adhering to the measures. So your mask wearing, proper mask wearing that covers your nose and your mouth, and not because you think, you know, it's your family or your friend that it's fine. Everyone should be protected. Yes, we all have our bubbles and there will be a certain amount of risk that will be there because we are social creatures. But as best as you can, please practice the measures. Remember to wash and sanitize your hands in the effective way that's been broadcast like 3 million times. Please do it. And I would like for everyone to stay safe in the Christmas season. Be careful when you go shopping. Avoid all the big crowds. You don't have to go, don't go. Be very mindful of what you do in the season, because we do not want what happened last year to happen this year when January saw a very high peak. And knowing that there are newer variants, even some which modern science has not detected as yet, we should all be very careful and mindful of how we go about business.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Jose Devi. Regionally, the region's leading public health agency has stayed clear of prescribing any changes to travel entry requirements for its member states in response to the fast-spreading COVID-19 variant Omicron. The Caribbean Public Health Agency, CAFA, declared on Monday that the decision to impose entry requirements belongs to the national authorities. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Bahamas since the outbreak now stands at 22,839. Internationally, the UK said the early indications suggest that the Omicron variant of the coronavirus is more transmissible than Delta, but much remains unknown, and the government is not looking at introducing its Plan B level of restrictions. Meanwhile, people traveling to the UK must now take a COVID test before their journey, as well as a PCR test upon their return. There are currently 336 confirmed cases of the highly mutated Omicron variant in the UK, and experts believe it could overtake Delta to become the dominant variant. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.